This is VOA News. We have remote. I'm Krista Melton.
Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other on Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after the truce took effect. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Earlier Sunday, Azerbaijan and Armenia announced they had agreed to the new ceasefire, effective immediately in the second attempt in a week to end 3 weeks of fighting in the region. The announcements came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with both his Armenian and Azeri counterparts. Lavrov and French President Emmanuel Macron both stressed that the ceasefire must be strictly observed. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism, saying most of the victims were civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition, meaning the death toll could rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents. The U.S. continues to lead the world in coronavirus cases with 8.1 million infections. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported on Sunday that there are nearly 39.7 million COVID infections worldwide and 1.1 million deaths from the virus. More on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday, while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamist extremism following the brutal killing of a French schoolteacher last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of middle school history teacher Samuel Paty, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class. Nearly a dozen people are being held for questioning in Paty's killing, including the family of the suspect, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee. Police shot the suspect to death shortly after he allegedly stabbed and decapitated his victim. The incident comes less than a month after a Pakistani immigrant stabbed two people outside the former headquarters of the magazine Charlie Hebdo. Charlie Hebdo was the target of a brutal terror attack in 2015 after it published cartoons of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. A decade-long UN arms embargo on Iran has expired despite objections from the United States. The embargo prevented Iran from buying foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets. Iran has heralded the end of the arms embargo as, quote, a momentous day for the international community. The Trump administration, meanwhile, has insisted it has reinvoked all U.N. sanctions on Iran via a clause in the nuclear deal from which it withdrew in 2018. But that's a claim ignored by the rest of the world. It's not clear what weapons Iran could buy, though, as it still faces crushing American sanctions. Bolivians are voting today in a high-stakes presidential election that takes place of last year's annulled presidential vote. This election could determine Bolivia's democratic future as the country struggles with a raging pandemic and a political protest movement. Former President Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, resigned and fled the country a year ago amid allegations his claimed election win was the result of fraud. His ouster set off a period of unrest that left at least 36 people dead. Today's vote is a do-over of that election. Turkish Cypriots are voting to choose a new leader today. The choice is between an incumbent who pledges a course less bound by Turkey's dictates and a challenger who favors even closer ties with Turkey. Meanwhile, a battle over energy rights in the eastern Mediterranean has intensified in the past year. And the British government said Sunday it still wants to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union despite deadlocked talks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.